No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the trainer,
take me to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed, for another edition of Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Now, Captain Keith is out of the studio today.
He's
out in the wilderness.
Is no. I think he's on his way back. I did get a report in that Bambi won.
Bambi won, Keith
Bambi
zero.
Won. Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, we'll cover that accordingly later on in the show. He basically was there to, he went out into the wild to go shoot Bambi. It's
yeah.
a sad state of affairs. That's what he does to amuse himself in his off times of flying. But, I don't know. We'll hammer him accordingly.
Oh, yeah.
As the show progresses. But to kick off today's Radio Spectacular, we have none other than our good friend from the AOPA, Tom Haynes, on Just Plain Radio right now. Tom, welcome. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Greg. Hi, Ed. How you doing?
Good.
I'm well. Thanks for asking.
Yes, you're loaded up with turkey. Still leftovers, I guess, or have you already killed them all?
I think they're mostly gone by now, which is a good thing, or they're headed for the dogs, I think.
Ah, okay, fair enough. All right, well, welcome, and, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on, even though it's the end of the year. I know you guys have been doing a lot of cool stuff, and we haven't really had an opportunity to talk since we were up there in Georgia for the St. Simon's fly-in with AOPA. We missed you up there, dude.
Yeah, sorry, we passed in the night like that, apparently.
Yeah, well, it was daytime, but that's okay. But yeah, it was that was a great event, and I, you know, you were busy and stuff like that, and we left a message at the booth for you. But I figured you're doing seminars and, you know, pressing flesh, shaking babies, kissing hands, that kind of thing, and didn't have time for us. But that was okay. We had a fun show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
What a cool event it was, and how was it from your perspective, being the last one of the year?
It was great. I think every year, or all throughout the year, we had seven events, regional fly-ins this year, and I think every one of them was a little better than the last. So by the time we got down around to St. Simon's, I think we had it pretty well down. It was a record number of airplanes for us. We had something on the order of 530 airplanes fly in between Friday night and Saturday.
I believe
Yeah. We saw them.
Yeah.
It was busy out there, particularly on Saturday morning with people coming and going. But I think it all worked pretty well. We had good crowd, nice day, a little crisp for Georgia. I got to say, I was expecting you folks to warm it up for us, but it was still a nice day.
Well, you know, as I told the people that when we flew in there, that it was definitely jacket weather. This was a perfect fly-in for the day for a Floridian. You know, because it was just nippy enough where, like, okay, I don't want to be here too long, but it feels nice and refreshing compared to our home base of operations in Orlando, Florida. But I'll be ready to leave after about 3 or 4 hours, and that's what we did.
Yep.
So it's like
yep.
perfect. It really was perfect for us.
Well, I think the whole thing was nice because you could get around, see everything, and take the time to actually talk to people, which mm-hmm. I think was great. And you know that we walked in. First thing we did is we went and signed the banner to
sure.
get our name on the petition, and and then. Second thing was then pancakes, of course,
which were awesome. Yeah. I do got a question about that, though, because I brought this up on the air, and I'm not complaining, but I was surprised that we had to pay for breakfast, and we got this big, massive barbecue lunch for free. How does that work out financially there, Tom? Come on.
Yeah, well, apparently our CFO was napping the day that somehow got through. We're buying lunch for people instead of breakfast, but now it's our AOPA 75th anniversary this year, and so we decided we'd buy our members who came out to the fly-ins lunch,
yeah.
and their immediate families. So it was a good deal. I'm not sure we're going to be able to do that in 2015, but for 2014, for our anniversary, it was a nice thing to do for members.
Well, there you go.
We greatly appreciate it. It was good all around.
Yeah,
right?
And yeah, you know, yeah. the pancakes might not be that expensive. You might be able to pull that one off, but the barbecue, I was like, my gosh, this is a good $15 plate of some serious meat right here.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was tasty. Tasty indeed. But yeah, we flew in, and there were a few planes there Saturday morning. We're flying in. Ed was actually doing a little bit of, well, I don't know, a check ride with our buddy Doug, right?
Yeah, Dave.
Dave, that's what I said.
Yeah, Greg's not that great with names, but no, Dave. Yeah, we managed to combine a lesson and our trip up there. Dave was is working on his instrument rating, so
we did
some navigation practice on the way up. So completed one of his progress checks and then scooted the rest of the way up to St. Simon's. But
we flew up in a Cessna 182,
mm-hmm.
and I got to sit in the back seat, which I thought this is going to be cramped for, you know, three big guys. But, man, I felt like I was in a limo here, Tom. Have you done this before? You've done this many times,
yeah.
I guess, right?
Yeah, 182 is a great airplane. They're nice size and comfortable, get around in, reasonably speedy, and mm-hmm. Make a great instrument platform, too. So I'm sure that he did well.
Well, I felt like a king in the back seat. I felt like I was being chauffeured around the skies there.
And
you know?
I keep telling Greg not to get used to that because why? It's just the fact that I'm short is why he had so much leg room.
No, I could have sat behind Dave. It would have been just as good. There was plenty of room back there in the back seat. But, you know, I would rather fly. But in this role, for this particular situation, Dave had to do his check ride, so I took on the role as parasitic drag, according to my flight instructor. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I still have to explain that one to him, but everybody tells that to, they laugh.
Yeah, uh-huh. But for I'm you know wearing it as a badge of honor, shouldn't I? Or maybe I got this mixed up.
Could have been induced drag too. So you know, just be happy with the parasitic kind. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't even know what that means, but it doesn't sound any better. But anyway, it was a good time. Did you fly in yourself, or did you have to do corporate stuff because you had to be there at a certain time or something?
Nope. We took the Bonanza down. There were four of us and a whole bunch of video and camera gear on board, and we loaded that old girl up and flew down there on. When did we fly down? I guess it was on Friday afternoon or Friday morning. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, so, I mean, it is. What was nice about it, it's not massive like Air Venture or even Sun and Fun. And it's a, you know, but you get some of the same cool, you know, elements that you would from a cool air show like that, mm-hmm. but just much more condensed. And like you said, people are a little bit more accessible because they're not overflowing with like thousands and thousands of people. And we were able to talk to Mark Baker. We talked to Patty Wagstaff. That was kind of cool. And just have that kind of close, interaction with those folks just made it that much better. And that was the goal, right?
That was definitely the goal. And we had a really good year as a result, over 16,000 members that we got to interact with this year and served a whole bunch of meals. But it was very successful. We had, 2,800 airplanes fly into between the seven events. So it was good. And we're planning the 2015 ones right now. We'll be announcing those in early January and looking at other locations across the country. We'll be doing five events next year, the one in Frederick again, and then four others across the country. So stay tuned for more on where the 15 events will be.
Now, is the idea to have these at different airports, or will there be some repetition from this past year, or do we know yet?
Won't be any repetition from this year into next year. We'll see how things shake out over the next few years. We may end up with some kind of a rotation where we'll find a group of airports in locations that work well for us, and we'll maybe show up there every third year or something like that mm-hmm. on a rotation. But we'll see how it goes.
I say come to Orlando. What do you say, Ed? That would work, wouldn't it?
I'd like that.
Yeah. Ed would like that because it'd be so easy, you know,
right.
for him, you know. But, I mean, that's a problem. You know, both Ed and Keith have this whole flight school thing. They have to, like, work. You know, that's a four-letter word that I'm not a big fan of myself personally. And I have the flexibility to get out there, but I can't do this since I don't have my flight certificate. So I got to drag these guys along or have them chauffeur me through the skies to get to these events. So we're going to have to work on that. Actually, you know, I was in Vegas last week. And believe it or not, our friend Abington, they're from the Abington Watch Company, you know, Juice from Flying Alaska. You know her, don't you, Tom, or do you?
Sure, I've not met her, but I know the name from watching the show, sure.
Well, she came out to Vegas, or actually she lives in Vegas, and her fiance runs a flight school out there, but she has a new watch that she was putting out for the dive industry, similar to what she's been doing for female aviators mm-hmm. in the flying industry. And we started talking, like, look, I'm a big diver. I got this radio show. I'm a dive instructor. You know, you can help me fly some. I'll introduce you to Keith and Ed, and we'll bring in AOP. We'll just make it one big happy flying kind of thing between Vegas, Orlando, and I don't know, AOP headquarters or something. So you know what, my head is in the game, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Even though I'm not,
good
I don't
for want you. Always working the deal, aren't you?
I'm recruiting.
That's exactly it.
I'm recruiting more. Yeah, pilots. Maybe that's what I'm doing.
Good.
Yeah. I'm working an angle, always hustling. You got to do it. You got to do it, indeed. But those are going to be events that we got to get on the agenda for next year. And as far as some other things that you guys are dealing with right now, you know, we got to talk about this third class medical. You mentioned the card, Ed, that we signed there at the fly-in, which is basically a big what was that? Just like
petition.
Complaint letter, to the FAA, like hurry up, get off your ass, and make this happen. And we'll talk to Tom Haynes from AOPA, find out if that approach is working. Squeaky wheel gets the
grease.
Yeah.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Off with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
What's the flight situation? Simple. There's no way on earth we're going to get out of here tonight. We'd have more luck playing pickup sticks with our butt cheeks, and we will get the flight out of here before daybreak.
I'm going to fly. I'm going to fly. I'm going to fly.
Hi there, Bob Hoover here. You are listening to Just Plain Radio. Here's Greg, your co-pilot, and some other folks.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, that's what happens when they let me work some of these shows solo. I run into people like Bob Hoover, and he actually talks to me, which is shocking. You know,
he didn't know better.
He did say, who are you again? And if I say this, you know, who am I going to owe money to, or...
Yeah,
yeah.
But you know, Bob's getting the Wright Award this year, and coming up here next week in December, and so that's a real honor. I'm going to be down there. It's a big black tie dinner in D.C. The Aero Club of Washington puts on, and so it's a real honor for Bob.
Yeah, well, no doubt. And you know what would be a great Christmas gift for the aviator on your list is that new movie.
Yeah,
right. Flying the Feathered Edge.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw that at the NBAA show. And I got a copy of it there and brought it home and watched it. What a cool film. And, you know, the thing is, I met him at the at that show, Tom, and you've probably met him many times before.
Sure.
But I honestly, you know, I'm just kind of starting to know who he, or just a little bit of what he's done. And it's when you meet someone like that, from my perspective, not only is it inspiring and makes me want to even want to fly more, but it was just so cool. He was so approachable and so easy to talk to. And what a storyteller. My God, that guy is amazing.
I could have listened for hours.
Yes. Yeah. No doubt. You know, we definitely need to focus more on that kind of stuff and bring to light some more of these pioneers that have done that. So we'll strive to do that. Maybe that'll be my New Year's resolution for Just Plain Radio. And I'll quickly forget it after, you know, week two. But, you know, it's the noble thoughts that count. Right, Tom?
That is absolutely correct.
Yes. Well, what is, I mean, are you guys hoping to make some progress with this third class medical before the end of the year? Or are we pretty much written that off because of all this nonsense that's going on in the political arena and on the media and all that kind of stuff right now? What do we know?
Well, we know there isn't going to be a resolution before the end of the year. However, we do expect that the proposed rule from the FAA will move from review at the Department of Transportation over to the Office of Management and Budget at the White House perhaps this week. So sometime definitely before the end of the year, we're going to expect that that will happen. OMB will have a period of time, typically 90 days, to review it. We're urging them to move faster than that. But worst case is we believe in March we'll have a proposed rule that will provide some relief, and then there'll be a comment period where we will all be able to weigh in and provide comments to the proposed rule. So that's the regulatory side. Now, we're not satisfied with that. We want to keep the pressure on. So we've been working the legislative side, and we have a legislation pending right now that would force the FAA to make some reforms to the third-class medical process. But we know that's also not going to happen in the lame duck session of Congress, and so once the Congress this Congress ends and we start a new one in January, we'll have to introduce new legislation, a new bill, and get support again. We have 180 members of the House right now already supporting the legislation that we have, so we'll have to sign all those folks back up again. But our advocacy team, legislative affairs team down in D.C. is working hard on that already. Of course, there'll be some new members of Congress who are newly elected, and we'll lose a few who didn't win. And so it'll be a bunch of new folks we'll have to go after, but we're pretty confident we can get support built back up again for some new legislation, including potentially attaching it to the reauthorization bill, which is how the FAA gets its funding every year, or every couple of years,
right,
a new bill. And this year, reauthorization is due, and we may try to attach provisions for third-class medical reform to the FAA reauthorization bill and try to get it through from a legislative standpoint. So working two angles, hoping to get some progress here pretty quick.
Got it. Now, the that thing that we signed there in St. Simon's at the fly-in, was that a giant letter sent to the president, or what was that? That was a petition, right, that we signed?
That was a petition, and we have over 8,000 signatures on this on that petition right now, and now that we've had them at all the fly-ins, and now that we're wrapping up the fly-ins for the year, we're going to take those down to the FAA and deliver them directly to FAA headquarters and let them see the 8,000 people that have been to our fly-ins, that have taken the time to sign that petition saying that they believe that we need reform to third-class medical.
Yes. Well, there's no doubt. Mine's up for renewal, so I keep thinking that maybe if I just wait another week, I won't need it. But I guess
it's a week. I think you maybe need to go ahead.
Yeah, it's being overly optimistic at this point. But if they attach it to the FAA
reauthorization,
yeah, I mean that hopefully will help expedite, or I don't know, may push it through quicker. I guess, right? That would be the idea. Maybe.
Yeah, it certainly. Well, what we're hoping is that the FAA doesn't really want a legislative solution. They want a regulatory one because they have a lot more control over regulation than they do a legislation or when the Congress writes a bill tells them to do something. So we hope that by us really working the legislative side, what it really does is pressures the FAA to come forward with as quickly as possible a new regulation that is acceptable.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that'll happen, and we know that, you know, that's one of the things that AOPA does among many other things, but that's the one of the biggest things that you guys do that you know that really affects everybody. And if we didn't have you guys pushing this through, we wouldn't have any opportunity at all to make this thing happen, I don't think. Wouldn't have the ear of anyone. Is that a fair thing to say? Or am I just,
I think it is.
Or is it a little too much brown nose in there, Tom? What do you think?
Well, I think we've been very influential in getting this far. The petition that EA and AOPA put in several years ago now really wasn't going anywhere until just early this year when Mark Baker just declared that it languished long enough, and he was new in its position, and this was going to be a priority for him in 2014 to make progress on this. And as a result, we got the legislation, we got 180 co-sponsors in the House, we got the FAA to finally move and draft a regulation that they're now moving through their bureaucratic process through DOT and OMB. So we've made a lot of progress. It seems slow to a lot of us outside of Washington who, you know, think that things ought to move more quickly. But by Washington standards, this year, this process has actually moved pretty quickly.
Well, there you go. And all right, and that's a good thing for sure. Now, I know there's a lot of other things we got to look forward to besides the fly-ins. You have a, well, is it a fundraiser or what's going on here after the first of the year? What's the new AOPA project?
Yeah, it's every year we do a membership sweepstakes where we refurbish an airplane and write about it all year and tell members about how you can take an airplane and upgrade it and provide and make it a more reliable airplane, a safer airplane, and that sort of thing. And then we give away the airplane at the end of the year.
And why go through all that trouble when you can just call me up and give it to me? I mean, I would save you so much time and trouble.
Yeah, the folks that write the sweepstakes rules and all the different states and that sort of thing, they may have a different opinion on that.
Yeah, they know my game. They do, indeed. But you could go to AOPA.org.
AOPA.org/sweeps.
Tom Haynes from AOPA. Tom, thanks so much, buddy. Always a pleasure, my friend.
All right, Greg.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
You know, I could fly a Cessna 150. That would be even easier. That's basically 22 less as far as difficulty than a 172, which was what I was training in. Am I correct there, Ed?
No.
Oh, well, I could still fly it, couldn't I?
How much you weigh?
I about 195 on a good day.
Yeah, okay.
What?
Yeah.
Could you be in the plane and fly this thing?
Yeah, I'm just trying to do the weight and balance in my head.
Exactly. It's a little more limiting.
Well, it's useful loads about like the Skycatcher as far as weight. So you'd have to run partial tanks. You wouldn't run full tanks.
Okay.
But we did it for years, and that's the thing, that the 150, 152 was just an awesome little trainer.
Yeah.
And you know, Tom's right. It is super cost effective. You burn about 5 gallons an hour versus the 172, which was 7 or 8, or in the newer 172s, 8 or 9. But the issue really is what they're doing is they're taking an older airframe and they're refurbishing it, stripping it down, replacing everything in it to make it like new. And then they're putting new avionics in it, upgrading the engine, and making sure everything is like new. And it's still a fraction of the cost of a new airplane. And so you're getting an increased maintenance reliability. You're getting an increased effectiveness of the airplane at less of a cost. And that should translate into a lower cost of training for the customer.
Yeah, well, for the customer and for the flight school, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could see that working on many levels. But at 150, it is going to strain a little bit with you and me in there, is what you're saying, kind of.
If we manage the weight properly, yeah, it won't climb like the 172 does. Yeah,
we'll be taking off of Orlando Executive, and I'll hear the engine go, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Yeah. No, I can't. No, I can't. No, I can't. Go on a diet. Go on a diet. Go on a diet. Matter. Something like that. Sorry.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, lost it there for a minute. All right, we'll get back on course here next. Stay close to Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I could never be with someone who likes Joni Mitchell. It's Cloud's Illusions, I recall. I really don't know Clouds at all. What does that mean? Is she a pilot? Is she taking flying lessons? It must be a metaphor for something, but I don't know what it is.
I just want to fly. I come burning in the sky up so high. Put your arms around me, baby. Put your arms around me, baby. I just want to fly.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed from Flight Training Professionals, FTPros.com. And by the way, a couple things we got to get to eventually. As our buddy Showalter, January 1st, Area Orlando Executive, they're moving on, right?
Yeah, after 70 years of owning and operating a business there with various levels of the family, they have decided to sell out. They're no longer going to be the operator of the FBO there. It's going to be Atlantic Aviation, which is a large FBO chain that's pretty much all over the United States and even around the world. So
yeah, yeah. Everybody,
it's
a
kind
lot
of
a,
kind of a sad thing to
Very
see
sad.
A family business go by the wayside. But you know, talking to Bob and Kim, that their decision was not an easy one, but they could see the writing on the wall with the big chains have much more buying power, and they could see if they got a big chain in across the ramp from, they get squeezed out and be left with nothing.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping, I mean, well, let me say that I'm sad to see them go, and I'm sure we'll still see them.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have an office on the airport. They're going to stay selling airplanes. And
however, my hope is, and I'm guessing this is the case, that they're going to have one of the best Christmases ever. Because I'm guessing they worked a pretty good deal.
I'm sure they did.
Yes, so God bless them for it.
It's definitely a good business, and a lot of the people will be staying. So it won't be that much different for us, as far as I know, at this time.
Yeah, but good service. Our buddy Clay, who I flew down to the Caribbean with from Explorer Ventures, he's on with us right now. He has experience with Showalter. You said to hear him here that they're leaving there? Clay or what?
Yeah, I am. I mean, they always provided great service, and it was a pleasure to stop there. I'm doubly sad because we've got an Atlantic here in Casper, but other than that,
I think I can read something into that.
Well, you should be happy. You can get like frequent FBO points or something.
Yeah, they don't do that. I've tried that so many times; it just hasn't worked well.
Oh well,
really?
All right. Well, you just have to put
You're
that.
Not making
the
my day,
box.
Clay. Okay, you know, I was kind of hoping on the same thing because they've got like 9 locations in Florida that I was thinking I could get a bigger discount going to their places than other places.
Well, but I'm sure we can put that in the suggestion box if they need to set up a loyalty program.
Yeah. Well, they do it locally here. I mean, I am one of their tenants because I rent my hangar from them, and I've got I think I get a dollar off in fuel when I call the truck out. But,
well, hey, that adds up.
But that doesn't seem to work anywhere else, unfortunately.
Well, maybe now it will. Maybe now it will. You start a campaign. You heard it here first on Just Plain Radio.
See, I know with Signature, Signature was looking at them too, and I know a lot of people there, and they do that. Base customers, wherever they go, they get their same base customer rate wherever they are in their system.
And you said there's 9 Atlantic?
In Florida.
Well, there you go. So, Clay, you already got an in. We can make this work, and then you come to Florida more often. Hop off in the Caribbean. Don't forget to pick me up, though.
Yeah,
it's always about Greg. Come on, you know that.
No, I'm just saying. I'm rated like number one in parasitic drag. I've been told that.
Yeah, see, he still doesn't understand what that really means. Someday we're going to explain it to him.
I know, no, I don't. It's much more fun.
All I know, it makes everyone very happy.
Yeah, so. Everybody laughs when he tells it, and he still doesn't understand why.
It's all about bringing smiles to people's faces. So, you know. But, Clay, I do know that, you know, you are in the, you know, in Wyoming there, and you're anxious to get out of the snow and fly down to the Caribbean again. Am I right?
Well, anxious, I don't think is the correct terminology, but I'm
you
looking
like that
forward
cold
to the trip.
He loves this snow stuff. He was telling me, oh, I got to go to the Caribbean again. Oh, man. And he was like griping about it. And he was like, you know, that you're totally upside down or there's something wrong there, right?
There's a reason I live here. You know, one of the advantages of my particular business is that as long as you have good internet, and used to be, you know, just an 800 number that worked. But as long as you have good internet, it really doesn't matter where you are. So,
wait a minute.
By choice.
Where you're coming into the winter season there. And I've watched the news, and I've seen air temperatures and snowfall and stuff like that. Are you telling me you like being in Wyoming, like in the dead of winter?
I do. I do. In fact, I try not to leave during the winter because if I spend too much time on the boats in the Caribbean during the winter, whenever I'm home, I freeze my ass off.
Really? Blood thins too much and that kind of thing. Maybe he's part Eskimo or something. Maybe it's
basically
in your blood. Yeah, okay.
November 12th, 2 weeks before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
27 below here.
And you're Whoa. Saying you like this. So, or is it one of these things where you feel like you're being
cryogenically saved?
Yeah, you're cryogenically preserved. You know,
yeah, my horses were definitely feeling that way, I think. They're standing out there going, what the hell?
Yes, of course. Right. I can
There's
see
still
them
leaves
grunting.
On the trees.
We want to go to Caribbean. Take us to Caribbean, Clay. Get a bigger plane.
Really?
Yeah. So, well, anyway, regardless whether you're going there by choice or by, you know, by necessity, you're planning another trip down to the Caribbean. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's the case. So I'll be leaving here. It looks like, weather permitting, leave here on Thursday, be in Florida on Thursday night, and then probably stop in Exuma for fuel, and then hop over to Puerto Rico from there, and then go over to St. Martin, spend a day there, pick up a guy, and turn around and go back to Provo, spend a couple days there.
I understand Provo and St. Martin, where your boats go out of, and that's where you're going to run some people back and forth, or crew, or some parts, or whatever. But why Exuma? I mean, we didn't stop there last time. Is that just a good halfway point to get fuel or something for this?
Well, not really.
Run?
It's not quite halfway, but it's a heck of a lot cheaper than stopping in Provo. You remember the fees to stopping in Provo?
Ah, yes. So you're
actually,
you
don't. You didn't pay them.
Well, but I remember stopping there.
To that whole parasitic drag scenario.
Exactly.
No, I clearly remember you complaining about that. So yeah. I do. And so you're planning to skip that stop on the way down, but on the way back, you got to go there anyway, I guess.
Yeah,
I'll
be there for a couple of days on the way back. But okay. I'll try to. I can't quite make Puerto Rico. I mean, maybe in the, you know, perfect world, I could get to Puerto Rico in one hop with a Saratoga, but it's just stretching it way too far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exuma to Puerto Rico is not a problem. That lops about an hour and a half off the trip. And
yeah.
I should leave there, you know, land there easily with a couple hours of fuel left.
So. Got it. So this is just a strict business trip. You're just running down there, taking care of business, coming back. You'll be back before Christmas, that kind of thing?
Yeah, and I'll be in Savannah for Christmas. So from coming back from Provo, I'll go up to Savannah. I might have to go to Key West for a meeting. And perfect use of a small airplane.
A bunch
of different places I need to be. So
yeah, all these places he just mentioned, people are listening and going, oh, my God. And he's complaining? What is the deal, man?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, they have to remember, when I fly to exotic places like Orlando, I end up seeing people like you. So,
yeah.
You know, it really takes a lot of the, you know, the joy.
You know, since he's come to Florida, I didn't hear you stopping in Orlando to see you, Greg.
Well, now that he knows that, the FBO is changing, he might want to stop by and check in with them. But,
Well, true, too.
And I'll just be there to stalk him. But yeah, you know, it's what we do. He saw me enough.
I might need another baggage porter. You did pretty well at that.
Well,
last time, right?
All right. I can do this. I can do this stuff. I got plenty of practice last time. You know, whatever I can do. It's part of Parasitic Drag's job description. Porter of bags and boxes and things like that. And just to talk a lot.
Actually, I think that would decrease the drag coefficient, wouldn't you?
What do you mean? How so? What, if I had more I boxes?
Talk to your instructor.
Yeah. You guys are confusing me. But, yeah, I mean, but the plane's working well, and the fact that we are, you know, coming into the winter season, you did tell me earlier yesterday that you got your air conditioning fixed just in time.
I did get the air conditioning fixed. I believe it works. I do have an extra can of refrigerant just in case, although the mechanic that was working on it was bitching at me a little bit, and he's like, it's November, end of November, and you want to get your AC fixed? I'm
yeah.
Like, well, I'm not going to be here for very long.
Yeah, well, I would think maybe do you get a discount for getting your AC fixed in times of, you know, when you don't really need it?
I'm sure that's the case.
Yeah.
I'll talk to him about it. Say, I really didn't need it fixed, but you fixed it anyway, so, yeah. You know, cut
I mean,
me
come on,
here.
Really, what's the deal, man? I mean, was it a big fix or not that bad a deal? For you,
I needed a new compressor, a new clutch. The clutch had seized and seized the compressor and expansion valve and stuff. I haven't gotten the bill yet, so I'm gonna. That's one of the reasons I'm leaving Thursday.
What about
yeah? Leave before the bill comes. Exactly. I just went through that with the 421. We managed leave before the bill comes.
I think you gotta get skis for this thing. You got snow.
there you go.
We can have some fun with that. Here I am, just inviting myself along for the fun. But that's what I do. All right, we got more coming up on Just Plain Radio. Stay tuned.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
When it comes to product development, Lightspeed Aviation operates with a simple strategy. Know your customer well and remain committed to the relentless product evolution that expands performance to the edge of technological possibilities. This approach has made Lightspeed the innovation leader and, along with their reputation for remarkable customer support, earned them tremendous respect and brand loyalty. See what's possible when a legacy of innovation and commitment to supporting a pilot's passion meet at LightspeedAviation.com.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Watch the sky.
I like heavy spikes with pain, and music is my aeroplane. It's my aeroplane. Let's spike with pain.
This is Just Plain Radio. I am Greg, your co-pilot, officially known as Parasitic Drag, to Captain Ed and Captain Clay. And I guess we got a... I don't know. Is class in session? I think I know what parasitic drag is. You guys are joking during the commercial break. Like, you know, maybe we should tell him what this is so he quits bragging about it.
Okay, what is parasitic drag then, Greg?
Parasitic drag is like those little nodules that attach to your boat hull, like what are those scurvy little things called?
Barnacles?
Barnacle things. And they create these air vortexes on your hull and on your wings that slow down your plane and makes it slower and less efficient.
Well, that's
actually more drag caused by a parasite.
Yeah, that That might be
blood-sucking parasite, is what you're saying? Like a tapeworm kind of thing? Or
well, that might be where the term came from, but that might be a little bit closer to the FAA's definition of what parasite drag is. It's also known as form drag. But what our context is somebody who rides in the back of the airplane and, you know, tells you how to fly your airplane.
Wait a minute.
And doesn't pay a dime.
I don't tell you how to fly your airplane.
But do you pay a dime?
I don't tell you how to fly your airplane.
Now do you understand why everybody thought that was funny?
Hilarious. All right. As long as I'm not a blood sucker. But anyway, okay.
And that's why if you were carrying boxes, you were doing something for the ride.
I'm always doing something.
That would be reducing the coefficient of drag.
I am there. I'm kind of like a cruise director. I'm there for entertainment purposes. That's my role.
Entertaining yourself, that is.
Well, maybe more than you guys. It's more of an annoyance. But at least it occupies your mind. It's more of a distraction kind of thing to keep you awake.
Okay.
Clay, care to comment?
I think you really did a great job keeping me awake.
All right. Well, next time I'll bring a noisemaker, air horn.
Oh, don't worry about it, Greg. You are your own noisemaker.
True. That's a whole other story.
He's going to bring the sat phone and call people again.
Yeah. Really. At the bare minimum. All right. Well.
What's the other kind of drag, Greg?
What do you mean?
Well, there's parasitic drag.
There's parasitic drag and there's...
Well, there's parasites, and then there's things that attach to your organs and things? What do you mean? What are you trying to say?
Well, Tom actually mentioned
what kind of drag?
Yeah, Tom actually mentioned it earlier in the show today.
Oh, yeah, that kind of drag.
Yeah, what was it? What did he say it was?
Well, he said it was a different type of drag.
He said it was better than induced drag.
Right, which you would do that on purpose, which would be like your flaps, kind of, right?
Well, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of in a way to induce drag, so,
Nah, putting the flaps down is at a certain point turns into parasitic drag.
All right, so what do you...
When did you
saying?
Pass the written, Greg?
It's been about 2 years now. How long does that last?
Two years.
Yeah, figures. No, I think about a year, year and a half, maybe.
Yeah.
So I get about 6 months.
Induced drag is the byproduct of lift. So it is produced... whenever the airplane is producing lift.
Right. And that what creates those vortexes behind the wings.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you get a gold star on
Thank
that one.
Thank you.
But yeah, I think
silver star, they're actually vortices, but that's okay.
Well, that's one of those things that I think Tom was referring to, a dispersal of some gas that would result in induced drag.
That depends. That's why... Have a $100 hamburger or Mexican for lunch, you know?
I'm just thinking that's what Tom was implying.
Everybody has that problem. That's not just me. Okay. Anyway, moving on. I don't know. What were we going to talk? There was something we were going to mention, wasn't it?
We've totally got him off track.
Flight bags.
Right. What to get the aviator on your Christmas list. I can't believe you guys didn't know this. I thought I'd mention it to you, but, you know, Lightspeed, our favorite headsets for aviators. You know, you got the Zulu PFX. Ed's loving that. Captain Clay and myself are doing Zulu 2s. I love those. But now Lightspeed's actually come out with this new flight bag.
Yeah.
Now, I know you just looked at the brochure, and I thought you knew about it already.
Well, no. I'm a dealer, but I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. But it looks nice, doesn't it?
I'm going to be calling Teresa and say, Teresa.
Yeah.
But no, they do. They look very high-end and nice. And I mean...
They look classy.
They don't look like they belong in an airport other than, nice leather bags. Most flight bags look so... hideous.
Well, I mean,
they're more
not
about
necessarily
function
hideous.
Than they about looks. But
exactly.
These are nicely done, kind of look like an antique leather, like an old flying jacket.
Exactly. And
an
I
old
think
bomber jacket.
The idea was to come up with something a little more classy to hold your Lightspeed headsets. And I think that was their plan. And they evolved it into a full, modular type flight system, it looks like.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's places for your cell phones, your iPads, and, typical
really
flight
nice.
Bag stuff.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
And I assume they're
Greg,
shipping right now.
Are you getting me one for Christmas?
They do make the perfect gift for the aviator on your list.
Well, I'm on your list, aren't
well,
I?
Well, but I'm not sure it's my gift list, if you know what I'm saying, with the way things have been going on the show today. Parasitic drag. Anyway, you know, for someone that, you know, does have an aviator on their list, yeah, this might be something to consider. And if you want to be extra, you know, extra nice to them, throw in a, you know, set of Zulu PFX headsets there, and that'll make them pretty happy too, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you what, every day I'm getting more and more happy with that purchase.
You're liking it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what about you, Clay? You still thinking about, you know, purchasing another set of those, or, well,
you
a
know,
new
I was
set
thinking
of those?
Of getting one, getting a set before my trip coming up, but that got pushed up a week, so I think I'm
running out of time
on that one.
Well, unless you stop by Orlando.
Yeah, I got one or two in inventory, so
or you just borrow Ed's.
Yeah, do you do the trade-in?
No, you gotta go direct for them for the trade-in. Yeah, but they are now doing the trade-in on the Zulu 1s and Zulu 2s.
I've got a 3G that I need to trade in.
Oh, so yeah, 3G. You definitely need to trade that in.
Yeah, you could do it. Well, but he could just borrow yours, couldn't he?
Yeah.
For the trip? You'd let him do that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking you'd say no, and I was like, now who's parasitic drag now?
No, I wouldn't do that to Clay. You? I'd do that to you.
Yeah, okay, of course. And on that note, we'll leave it. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. Hi, Snoops.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.